start. Family 4 in Arabic. Quiz. Number 1. In Arabic, words don't share common patterns or common meaning. True or false? The answer is obviously false. The words do share common patterns and common meaning. That's what we're learning. Word families. Next question. I thought this was supposed to be an easy one. Maybe I didn't word it correctly. That's okay. Next question. Which family is Salama? Family 2? Not family 2. Salama is family 2. Correct. It is the past tense. Salama. Alright. MashaAllah. Which family is Yusallimu? Yusallimu. Yusallimu. Family 2 or not family 2? It is. It is family 2. Yusallimu is family 2. That's the pattern that we have. Okay. Which family is Aslama? Family 2 or not family 2? Aslama. Aslama, correctly, as many of you noticed, is not family 2. Aslama. Why do you think, what's one reason why you think it's not family 2? Somebody? Just completely, Alif Hamza there. No Shadda. Thank you, Brother Aqil. That's the one I was looking for. Right? We haven't studied Alif at the beginning of something. Awesome. Sukoon on R1. Amazing. As you will see, Sukoon on R1. These are awesome answers. Thank you very much. Jazakumullah khairan. Alright. So this is the way we're trying to like get to this. Sometimes look at something that's not part of what have we studied. And to be able to like decipher the difference between the two. Which family is Yuslimu? Family 2 or not family 2? Yuslimu. Excuse me. Yuslimu. Pay attention to something there. Correct answer is not family 2. And as you would notice, one reason why it is not family 2 is Yuslimu no Shadda, mashallah. Is it Sister Ashna? Right? Sister Ashna Kapoor? Or brother, sorry. Yes, okay. Awesome. Sister Ashna points out, and others have before, no Shadda. And that's awesome, alhamdulillah. Okay, next one. Which family is Salim? Salim. Family 2 or not family 2? That should be easy one, guys. This is family 2, most definitely. This is the command of family 2. Alright. Which family is Aslama? I'm sorry, which family is Aslim? Aslim. Family 2, not family 2, family 4. Aslim. MashaAllah. Both the answers are correct. Not family 2 and family 4. Both of those answers, if you picked one of those, picked one of them, you were correct. This is not family 2 because it is indeed family 4. Alright. Which family is a Taslim? Family 2, or not Family 2, At-Tasleem. It is Family 2, the Masdar of Sallama, Yusallimu, Sallim, At-Tasleem. Very good. Al-Islam, which family is Al-Islam? The word Al-Islam. Family 2, not Family 2, or Family 4. The correct answers are not Family 2 or Family 4. Al-Islam is in fact the master of Family 4. Which family is Musallim? Al-Musallim. 2, not 2, 4. Al-Musallim. Al-Musallim is indeed Family 2. Very good, that's what we spent last week studying. And then, which family is Al-Musallam? Predictably, you could have seen that coming. 2, not 2, or Family 4. Al-Musallam. Yay. It is definitely Family 2. All of us got that one. It is the acted upon. Which family is Al-Muslim? Al-Muslim. 2, not 2, or 4. Excellent. It's not 2 or 4. This is in fact the actor of Family 4. And last question for us. Is Al-Muslim. Which family is Al-Muslim? Family 2, not Family 2, or Family 4. Correct answers are not Family 2 or Family 4. That is the acted upon for Family 4. So that, my friends, is our introduction to Family 4. MashaAllah, we have Sister Hidayah at the top spot, Sister Zarina second, and Sister Arifa at third. Amazing job to everybody. And not just the ones who are on the podium, everybody who participated, whether you are doing this on the Kahoot or whether you're doing this on your in the chat screen like Brother Aqeel was doing. It's really awesome. Whether you are able to do it or not, on participate in the game or not, please try to participate in one way or the other, because this is a good way to get us engaged and learning. All right, so that's great, mashallah, thank you very much. Let's close this guy up. Today what we will be doing is we will be studying Family 4, as you could have seen from the Kahoot leading up to what we're doing. One of the things that we are starting to do today, inshallah, is to study Family 4. And to figure out the pattern for Family 4, it's really critical for us. What we have in mind is we're going to study Family 4, then we're going to study Family 8, and then we will study Family 1. And that way we have studied 4 out of the 10 families. And in reality, those 4 comprise of the majority of our study, or the words that we see in the Quran. Those 4 can be, it can be traced back to them. Then we will circle back to sentences. How is it that we form sentences? How is it that, you know, we can put words together to make sentences, inshallah. And then in the next levels, this will continue to the next level, inshallah, how to form sentences, different types of sentences, increasingly more complicated sentences. And then towards the end of our study in level 3 is when we will return back to families. Okay, we'll return back to the families, we'll cover the rest of them. And we will then cover, of course, some peculiarities, some complications that we have skipped right now because we really weren't ready for them. Yes, raf, nasab, and jar is coming when we study sentences. That's how, when words are put together to make meaning, that's that part. Right now, we're still learning the words. We're still learning how to identify the words. We're still learning how to understand the meaning of the words, all right? So that is the idea. That is the plan for us going forward. Okay, and we are going to actually utilize the textbook today. The textbook in your the PDF on in the what's it called? I'm losing my mind here. Sorry, a little bit. The student portal. The textbook in the student portal. I have updated it. You can take a look at it, inshallah. This is what it looks like now. I have added a little bit of detail, and I'm continuing to update it, inshallah, for our purposes, inshallah. Okay. So again, you can do this. You can just click on the student portal, and it will be there for you, inshallah. I'm just gonna put these two side by side, and off you go, inshallah. Here. I think maybe the better use here would be to actually open up the textbook file like this. Aha. All right. So what I've done with the textbook now is I have actually, you can all see the screen, right? All right. That's awesome. Perfect. So what I've done with the textbook is I have actually cleaned up the families a little bit, and I have put them in this particular format where I have the pattern and the example sallama, and then the pattern, you know, R1 fatha, R2 shadda fatha, R3 fatha with the steric. Okay, you see this black box at the top of the screen. Okay, hold on. Is that gone now? Still there? I'm sure. Let us try this now, inshallah. Share the screen. Yay. All right, how is it, folks? How is it now? Great. Is the box again back? The chat box or the all clear? Right? Alhamdulillah. All right, I know what happened. I am wiser with this experience, from this experience now. Perhaps let me put this here. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that because I really can't see what your screen looks like. Okay. So this is kind of how we're going to go about this, right? Now, skip family 3. We'll skip family 3 and come back down to family 4. And this is what we're going to start today, the patterns of family 4. We're going to take the same three root letters, seen, lam, and meme. R1 for us is still seen, right? R2 for us is still lam. And R3 for us is still me, okay? We're still with those three root letters. And now we're going to, inshallah, make all the six members of this family, okay? So today you have to be really, you know, like on point on your game here, inshallah, because we are going to go through quite a bit of stuff today. All right, let's get started. First thing is the past tense. The past tense, this is family 4, okay? Family 4 is what we're studying, and we should maybe make this a heading that is styles heading 1. All right. Past tense, okay? Past tense. I think I was making it all. Yeah, I was actually. Okay, great. The past tense is aslama. Okay, aslama. If I could zoom in a little bit here, you will be able to see better. Maybe I'll change this. There. Aslama. That is the past tense. Aslama. What we are noticing here is a few things. The pattern for us is as follows. The pattern is Hamza with the Fatha, followed by R1 with the Sukoon, followed by the R2 with the Fatha, followed by R3 with the Fatha, and we'll put this direct next to it. Yes? Observations about this. What do you observe, folks, about this pattern? Some of that you've already shared with me. All fathas, no shaddas. Excellent. So I'm going to write this as no shadda. Great. Additional alif or starts off with a hamza and additional alif. I like that. Alif at the front. Yes. What else? Any other observations? I think that's pretty much it, right? But there's one more. If you can make one more observation for me, maybe. Hint, it's R1. Sukoon on R. R2, is that Sister Shamim? It's R1, right? Yes. Sukoon or R1. This is an interesting one, okay? Sukoon on R1 is something we will see throughout this family, okay? And the Hamza is something we will see throughout this family. Okay? Check this out. Aslama. Yuslimu. Hamza is gone, but R1 sukoon is still there. Aslim. Hamza's back. R1 sukoon. Still there. Al Islam. Is Hamza there? Yes, indeed. And R1 sukoon, still there. Al-Muslim, Hamza's gone, miskeen. But R1 sukoon remains. Al-Muslim, Hamza is still gone. And R1 sukoon is there. So the Hamza is actually a prominent feature. It appears in the past tense. It appears in the command. It appears, in the masdar. But something that is exactly... like something that appears throughout and something that you will notice throughout is R1 has a sukoon. Okay, R1 has a sukoon throughout, and that is really a very important feature of this family. You will this actually makes it stand out quite a bit from other families, such as family 2, and so on and so forth. Okay. All right. So that's great. I think our observations are very much on point. Walillahil hamd. So once we have made our observations, let us start with some practice, shall we? I feel like someone should be like Allen Iverson here. We're talking about practice. Oh, bad basketball references. That's okay. Okay, let us get our friend here. Yes. So R1 having sukoon is like family 2 having shut down R2. Exactly. Well said, Sister Hidayah. R1 having sukoon is exactly like that. I'm going to change this to the past tense, the meaning. And what we'll do is actually we'll change up the root letters a little bit because some of these actually don't exist. When I say don't exist, I mean they're not in use for these families. As you've seen in the practice of, or in the dictionary, some of these words don't exist. We remember seeing that in the tutorial, right? That if the family 7, for example, would just not exist, we would say NA, right? So that is sometimes with between families. It may exist in family 2, may not exist in family 4. And even all the members of the family, and sometimes they all don't exist within the family. But that's okay. That's not a big problem. Okay. Let us practice with Noon, Za, and Lam, shall we? And what we'll do is perhaps I will split the view here to utilize the full power of Microsoft Word. Today it is cooperative. May Allah keep it cooperative. all right. All right. So start. Let's start off, shall we? So past tense. We have a very nice fatha on the hamza, sukoon on the noon, za, which is our R, sukoon on the R1. Fatha on R2, fatha on R3, which would then make it anzala. We'll make it anzala. What is the meaning of anzala? Anybody want to guess? He sent down. He stepped down. Close, actually. You know, Brother Mahmoud, you're not off, too off. MashaAllah, your intuition is correct. The meaning is indeed he sent down, right? Let us perhaps look up this word, and in the Quran corpus, the Quran dictionary, you can see anzala is to send down, to reveal, right? You see that on the screen? Anzala, very frequently used in the Quran. And the answer will be he, yes. The actor for the fi'l is always going to be, from the past tense, he. The actor in the past tense is going to be he. The actor in the present tense is going to be he. The actor in the command tense is going to be you, right? That's our default actors. Can these actors change? What do you think, folks? Yeah, they can change for sure. All right. But for us to start off with, that's the default. Does that answer the question, Sister Zarina? Right. Great. You see many examples of that, of this in the Quran. Family 2, totally different fi'l, right? Nazzala. Meaning is close. But the fi'l is different. It's close. It means to send down. He sent down. Yes. Good question. Anzala, he sent down. Nazala, he sent down. There's a subtle, very subtle difference. But we will translate the he as the actor remains the same. Okay? Not to be confused with the Hamza we were seeing that meant I. I think perhaps Sister Zarina is getting at that. Or maybe you're getting at that one, yeah? No, okay, never mind. But the I, that part, don't you worry. We will come to inshallah in a little bit. Let us just firstly look at a few examples. All right. Let's look at the example here of the translation. Okay. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء. He is the one who made the earth a bed spread out for you, and the sky a ceiling. وأنزل من السماء ماء, and sent down from the sky rain. Do you notice that? أنزل من السماء ماء. Right there. He sent down. He sent down. He is obviously repeated here because he is the one who made, and he is the one who sent down. فأخرج به. Ah, somebody noticed something very interesting. Sister Zarina, أخرج. Does it look like family four? Indeed, it is family four. And akhraja means to bring something out, brought forth. He brought forth, because of the rain, fruits. I don't like that. It's actually a horrible translation. Let us retry this with the Quran.com/22. Yes. Let's try again. Why are there different families if the meanings are the same? Sister Hidayah is asking an existential question. So this is, let's learn it step by step, okay? Let's first learn the pattern, and then we can start to learn the differences between the patterns, shall we? Does that make sense? Okay, so here you are, Anzala. Very correctly, as you have spotted, is right there. He sent down water, and then akhraja, very nicely, he produced things for your sustenance. That's kind of an interpretation, but really the meaning is to take something out of something. But both of these are indeed family four. Well spotted, mashallah. Alright, so that's great. Akhaja brought forth, Anzala, he sat down. Alright, another example that I thought might be interesting. That might confuse you, but khalas, inshallah, no problem. Let's look at another example. Ah, look at this. All right. Tell me if you spot family two when the ayah is played. And say one if you do. Ready? Family two right now. We're looking for family two. نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه. Great. نزل. You all got it. Now tell me if you spot family four. Family four. All right. You can type two when you see it. Ready? لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل. Awesome. Look at the translation. Step by step, he sent the scripture down to you, O Prophet ﷺ, with the truth, confirming what went before. And he sent down the Torah and the Gospel. any difference you see between the two? Nazzala versus Anzala? Has, sure. But anything else? Just from the translation. Translation. From Dr. Abdul Halim's translation. Step by step. Ahsant Qadaqil. Step by step. So, the slight little difference between the two. Nazzala is step by step sending down. Gradually. Anzala is to send it all down all at once. So, this is a interesting study. When the root letters are the same between two families, and then in the two families, the meaning is the same. Nazzala, he sent down. Anzala, he sent down. Huh? In that case, there is a subtle difference. Maybe the way it was sent down is different. And that's exactly what we learn here. Nazzala is he sent down gradually, piece by piece. That's how the Quran was revealed, right? 23 years. Anzala, that's the Torah and Injil were revealed in one shot, all at once. Alright? Does that make sense, folks? Walillah alhamd. Excellent. Anzala, that's that. I'm glad that we're able to, you know, ask these questions, alhamdulillah. Okay. Next one that I have is Ra Sin Lam. Alright. What do I get? Arsala. Awesome. Arsala. Arsala. If you were to go back to our Quran corpus and maybe search Arsala, he says Arsala to send. Okay, let us maybe look at another resource today, shall we? I'll post this on the website, on the portal. Okay, another resource that we haven't looked at yet, but today is our time to look at it, inshallah. Okay, this is the Arabic English Dictionary of Quranic Usage. Alright, gray box out. The gray box is in the chat or the on the screen. Oh, yeah. Okay, is it gone now? Not gone yet. Oh, yeah. All right, stop here. Hold on, folks. 1 second. This is highly distressing. Alright. Well, how's it now? Great. Thank you for letting me know. Okay. So, I'm going to scroll through. Okay. Ra, Seen, Lam. Right? So, I'm at Ra, Jeem. Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jeem, Ha, Kha, Dal, Zal, Ra, Zai, Seen, Sheen. So you have to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Ra, Jeem. I'm a Ra, Jeem. Ra, Jeem. Rajim, Rajim, Raha, Radal, Zal, Ah, Ra, Sin, Ra and Sin, got it. Let's keep going. We're looking for Ra, Sin, Lam, right? And there it is, Ra, Sin, Lam. You see it, folks? Interesting dictionary. It says flock, camels, a series of flocks to drive groups, camels to drive groups of camels to the water in succession. Ease, gentleness, slow pace, clear enunciation to be lucid to travel at an easy pace. Message, messenger. What's another word for messenger in Arabic? Anybody know? That starts with a Ra. Rasul. Yes. Ah. To send a message. To dispatch a messenger. Of this root, 11 forms occur 524 times in the Quran. Arsala. That's our friend, right? Ursila. Rasul. Rusul. Risala, Risalat, Mursil, Mursila, Mursal, Mursalun, Mursalat. Okay, Arsala. Which family? You see highlighted family? Four. You see that? Okay. To send. Wa arsalna riyaha lawaqiha. And we send the wind as pollinators. The wind pollinates the flowers. To dispatch. فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. So the Pharaoh dispatched summoners to the cities of God to send as a messenger. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى. Who has sent his messenger with guidance. Number four. To send four. And it continues and gives you 5, 6, 7, 8 meanings. Isn't this a really nice dictionary? It's so like detailed, huh? And it's all from the Quran. It is the Quranic usage dictionary. The author of this, yes, I will post it inshallah. The author of this is the very same Dr. Abdul Halim that we are using or that we reference whose translation. It's a really, really amazing work. I will post it online inshallah. Kindly download it and check it out for yourself. But what we'll use in the translation is we'll say that to send, right? We'll just sent. But you know now, this is what we're talking about as a messenger, as somebody who is a dispatch, right? Does family four always have a meaning related to step by step? But the hardest question is a very good question. The answer is no. Okay, which dictionary is the most useful? The answer is depends on what you're trying to do. If the answer is I'm trying to look up the meaning of a word quickly, then the Edgetal is good. You can type it quickly. You get the basic meaning. The answer is I'm trying to look up how examples of its usage in the Quran, all of them, then the dictionary of choice is the Quran corpus. If the answer is, I want some more detail, I want to see a whole breadth of meanings for someone to explain to me how each meaning is, and examples of that, this is our dictionary right here. All right? I'm trying to show you all these resources because that's kind of what we need to do to broaden our study. Make sense, inshallah, to everybody? Alhamdulillah. Let us go to the next word. Inshallah, you will all become dictionary readers soon, and people will wonder what is wrong with you. All right. Excellently done. So, Hamza with a fatha, Armun with sukun. R2 with fatha. R3 with a fatha. And this is akhraja. Akhraja. We already saw an example of this, right? We saw the example of it in the ayah that passed us before, right? وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ To bring forth, to drive out. This is the ayah, right, that we looked at before. He brought forth from the earth after the rain fruits. Okay, so we will take the meaning. He brought forth. Awesome, mashallah, well done. Next one. Sheen. Ra. Kaf. Oh, come back, everybody. Alright, Sheen, Ra, and Kaf. What is it, folks? Sukun on R1, Fatha on R2, Fatha on R3. This is, as you have all correctly said, Ashraka. Ashraka. What's the greatest sin in Islam? Shirk. Excellent. Shirk, as you can tell, shares the root Sheen, Ra, and Kaf, right? Shirk. Ashraka would be, as some of you have pointed out, what do you think? Ashraka. He associated. Any other ideas? He committed shirk. Excellent. Well done. If I look at my Quran corpus here, right here is he associated partners. See that? He associated partners. Of course, this is talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Like doing, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I was to say to like between people, like there's a type of contract, it's called shirka, right? Which is a partnership in business, right? So if I was to use the fi'il in that context, I'm not like a polytheist or something. But in the context of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Allah, then of course it is carries the meaning of the one who associates partners with Allah. Okay? Make sense? Let's look at example from the Quran. Let's see if there's examples at the very end of the Quran that might be more interesting. No, let's go to the first part. Well, this is a good ayah. Good ayah in the sense for our purposes. All right. لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ You will surely be tested in your possessions and in yourselves. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ And you will surely hear مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ From those who were given the scripture before you. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا And what? And those who associate others with Allah, right? Those who associate others with Allah, you will hear from them, أَذًا كَثِيرًا You will hear from them much abuse. Okay? So Allah says, you are going to be tested, and you will hear a lot of abuse and a lot of pain. Actually, أَذًا is actually pain. Okay? You will hear pain from the people who are mushrik, who are committing shirk, and from those who were given the scripture before, meaning the Jews and the Christians, you will hear things that will make you hurt. But Allah says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَصْبِرُوا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ But if you are patient and you fear Allah, then that is indeed a matter of determination. That is strength of character, right? Not everything that people say should cause us to react. You know, we have to sometimes just let it go and be patient, inshallah, and wait for things to become different. Our patience sometimes sets the examples. How would you say they committed shirk? Ashraku would be they committed shirk. Ashraku would be how you would say they committed shirk. Let us type this. He, Ashraka, he associated partners. He associated partners. Okay. Make sense, folks? Another example of this, which is a good example. ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك. It was ordered to you and to those before you. لئن أشركت, that if you should associate anything with Allah. لئن أشركت, if you were to associate anything with Allah. ليحبطن عملك, your work will surely become worthless. ولتكونن من الخاسرين, and you will surely be among the losers. Ashrakta, as you could notice here, our R3 carries a sukoon here. Can R3 sometimes take a sukoon? Sure. Why is this? If you should associate, right? What changed? You associated. The actor changed, right? The actor changed from he to you. And that's why R3 changed as well. All right? That's something for us to keep in mind, that when we study sentences, we will know exactly why that's happening. Right now, we just notice it. An interesting ayah, because it talks about something that's very interesting, which is, Ashrakta, if you committed shirk. You here is the Prophet ﷺ. Can the Prophet ﷺ ever commit shirk? Of course not, right? But the example is the hypothetical. Then even if someone like the Prophet ﷺ, hypothetically, did so, even his actions would become worthless. That's the idea. That's how strong the warning is in this ayah for us. All right. Next up, and the last one. This is an interesting one. Are you ready for this one? All right. Oh, yeah, come back here. What to do with this one? MashaAllah, many of you are on top of your game. You're getting it right. I was trying to trick you. Sometimes I feel, I look forward to bringing an example that's tricky just to see who gets tripped. But mashallah, you're all very smart. You deprived me of that pleasure. Alright. Here is what's happening. This one, we gotta go step outside of the box a little bit. Alright? Okay. Here is the pattern. Hamza with the fatha. Is this the R1? No, it's not. Hamza with sukoon. That's my R1, right? Fatha. Fatha. If I was to read that, that's a hard thing to read. Ahmana. Do you agree with that? Hard to read. Ahmana. That's like, I don't know, might have hiccups, something. Ahmana. So, what the Arabs did, and literally this is the reason, I kid you not, okay? The Arabs of the past, the ancient Arabs, if something is too hard for them to pronounce, you know what they do? They change the word. They change it. They're like, it's too hard, we can't say it. Okay? So, what they ended up doing is They make it smoother. I like that, right? So they change it to as follows. Mana. The mana turns into mana. Now, the Hamza are R1 miskinous sweet spots almost. Our R1 has sweet spots. In reality, what has happened is R1 has merged with the Hamza, with the Fatha. That's what's happened. And then the Alif is added for the pronunciation. Mana. Hamza's fallen off the chair, right? And that's how this is the Quranic version. Did I tell you the Quran's spelling? Did I tell you the Hamza is a troublemaker? I did, didn't I? Right? The modern day spelling is like this. Newspaper spelling will be like this. Newspaper spelling. Mana. Okay, what has happened is, in reality, our friend, come back. The two Hamzas merge, and then when you have two Hamzas merging, add an Alif with Sukoon, and finally you get Mana. Okay, this is literally all happening because it was hard to pronounce. There is no other reason. Okay? Amana. Alright? Is there also Amana for family 2? Okay, let's try. Hamza, Mim, Noon. Family 2 past tense. What would it be? Very nice, mashallah. If I go back my textbook and I go to family 2, right? Family 2 says what? It says R1 with a fatha, R2 with a shadda fatha, R3 with a fatha. Ammana. That's actually a word. Ammana. Which means to make sure somebody is peaceful. Give them peace, right? It also could mean to say Ameen, by the way. Ammana. But that's a different word. We're not caring about that. Because that doesn't have an extra Hamza. Here you have two Hamzas. As you can see, two Hamzas. So that pronunciation is hard. You merge the two. You add an Alif with Sukoon afterwards. You're left with Ammana. Okay? Is that okay? How we got to Ammana, folks? Some of you guessed it perfectly correctly, mashallah. Okay? But like I told you, this is the complicated one, and I wanted to show this to you because this is literally like one of the most frequent fi'l in the Quran. Amana. You can guess what the meaning is, right? He. Mashallah, he believed. Very good. Awesome. That is great. Mashallah. Are you all okay? Yay. That means we can go into the present tense. Correct? Let us remove the split. Alright. Present tense. That's the next one. I'm going to copy and paste from the textbook now just to make the speed go up a little bit of the lesson. Going a little slow before just to make sure we don't die on the way. But now I think we're ready to go. This is okay, but it's got to be the other way. Come on. There we go. Okay, bismillah. Here's the pattern. Here is indeed the pattern, which is yuslimu. Yuslimu for the past. What is the pattern? You have a ya with a dhamma. Ya can change, right? Ya can change. Because if there's an actor changes, then the ya changes. R1 with sukun. R2 with kasra. R3 with dhamma. The dhamma can change. Sorry about that. Excuse me. The dhamma on ya remains exactly. Just like our family too, the dhamma on the ya remains. But the ya can change. Okay? So, we'll write the same two things that we said about R2 before, which is dhamma on ya stays, but ya can change. And then R3's dhamma can change. All right. Make sense? Observations that we make here are what? Some observations about this. Yuslimu. So, starts with a ya, the dhamma, at the beginning. Just like family too. Very nice. Very similar pattern as family 2. The difference being that R1 has sukun. Right? R1 has sukun. That remains the case. And of course, there's no shadda on R2. R2 has kasra. Yes, absolutely. That is also a good observation. R2 has kasra. Right? Great. That's the things to notice there. The ya with a dhamma at the beginning. If I was to maybe make it more precise, the dhamma at the beginning is really the one that really makes us interested. Alright, let us practice. Same root letters. Let's try to make them up. Or not make them up. Let's try to make the correct fare for us. Alright. Ya can change because of the actor pronoun. Yes. We've seen that before, right? And we'll see more examples of that soon. Why? And what's the rule? You'll learn that when the time comes. Okay. Start with a ya with a dhamma. Oh, let me do my split. Not me doing the split. Mike's a word does a split. Me doing the split would be injury prone. Yun Zi Lu. Somebody got that, that's good. Yun Zi Lu. Right? Yun Zi Lu, the meaning would be he sends down. Correct, folks? Let's try it with the Ra, Seen, Lam. I start with a Ya with a Dhamma. R1 with Sukun. R2 with a Kasra. R3 Dhamma. And I get Yur, Zi, Lu. Correct? He Let's change it to he sends a messenger. How about that? And that makes it a little easier. It makes the meaning have a bit more sense, more closely. He sent a messenger. He sends a messenger. Your sidu. Next up. Ya with the dhamma. R1 the sukun. R2 with a kasra. R3 with a dhamma. And what do we get? We get yukhriju. Yukhriju. Maybe I should make this a little bit bigger. Yeah. Right, I think that is good. It's still not showing. Ya Allah, what is wrong with this thing? Not if I increase it a little bit, does it show? Oh, where'd it go? Sorry. I'm trying to figure out why this Kasra doesn't show up. I'm so mad at it. There we go. Yay. Sorry, folks. You're probably wondering what is happening here. There we go. Walillahi alhamd. Yukhriju. I just wanted to see the kasra. That's what I was like really concerned about. Yukhriju. Which would be for us, he well spotted. This is present tense. Yes, thank you. The present tense. Jazakallah khair. He brings forth. Copy paste errors, Shamila. Sorry about that. All right. Sheen, Ra, and Kaf. What do you think that is for us? Sheen, Ra, and Kaf. Yeah. Sheen, R1 with the sukoon, R2 with the kasra, R3 with the dhamma. And what do we get? Yushriku. Allahu Akbar. Yushriku. He associated partners. The meaning would be he associates partners. Make sense? All right. Amana was the past tense. What's this going to be? Ya with a dhamma. Sukoon on the R2. Yes. Kasra on R. Sorry. Sukoon on R1. Kasra on R2. Dhamma on R3. Is this easy to pronounce? Yu'minu? Is this like, totally arbitrarily for the Arabs, this was not so difficult to pronounce. So they said, you know what? We'll keep it the way it is. Yu'minu. Trust me, you will learn how arbitrary these people were. This is so hard. This is so easy. Right? Yu'minu. Question is, why is there a wow? Oh, that's a good question. Hamza's spelling is complicated. But as Sisal Michelle is pointing out, which is a good general rule, if the letter before the Hamza is a fatha, then the Hamza will probably sit on an alif. Right, if the letter, if assume the Hamza has a sukoon, okay? Letter before it has a fatha, generally the Hamza will sit on an alif. Letter before it has a dhamma, Hamza will generally sit on a waw. Letter before it has kasra, Hamza will generally sit on, yeah, just like the vowels, you're right, exactly. Okay, but generally, okay, are there exceptions? Most definitely, because Hamza likes exceptions. That's what Hamza is all about. Okay. Let's look at one quick example, I think, for Yu'minu, because Yu'minu is so frequent. Look at this. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ You know what is that? Try again. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون الذين يؤمنون Sorry. Another one. See? You're right, brother Bilal. Oh, it's taking too long.
Yu'minuna.
Yu'minuna. That is there. The wow and the noon is because the actor is in plural. It's not he, it's they. But you notice yu'minuna is there. Yu'minuna is there. There is yunfiquna as well.
Yunfiqun.
Also yuqimun.
Wa yuqimuna.
All of these are actually family four. Yuqimuna is a little complicated. We'll get to it later, inshallah. But if you spotted that, good for you, mashallah. That's awesome. Alright. Yu'minu. We got that. Sounds good, inshallah. Alright. Next up. What's the next one? Alhamdulillah. Oh boy. Ya adikum Allah wa yuslihu ma'alakum. Thank you very much, folks. Okay. Command. Command tense is the next one. Command tense is the next one right here. Okay. Let's get the command tense. Aslim. Command tense is aslim. What is the pattern? The pattern is as follows. Okay, Hamza with a fatha, R1 with sukoon, R2 with kasra, R3 with sukoon. Okay, here is actually how we get command. Okay, similar to family two. How to make command tense. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. We have yuslimu, right? Yuslimu. Start with. Sounds like a recipe, doesn't it? Start with present tense. Start with present tense. Yuslimu. Cut out. I guess let's make it like this, eh? Not centered. Yes. Cut out the ya with a dhamma. Okay? What am I left with? Seen lam mim, right? Okay. Put sukoon on R3. What do I get? But if I was to demonstrate it with my trusty pen here, slash. This slash this guy. What am I left with? I'm left with seen, kasra, meme. And number four, any guesses? What's number four? Add Hamza, yay! Add Hamza in the beginning because that's what the past tense has, right? That is actually how to make it, okay? This is something we'll cover a lot more later. I just wanted to show this to you that there is actually a method to the madness. All right. Aslim. That's our pattern right here. Aslim. So if you are actually able to get the command, the present tense, you can make the command tense from it. Chop off the ya in the beginning. Chop off the sukoon on R, or remove the dhamma on R3, put a sukoon on it. Right, my teacher used to say chop chop, right? Chop chop. That's actually called as that. Chop ya dhamma. Chop dhamma from R3. I don't know. I remember that way better. Maybe you would too, huh? And you have add Hamza, and then you have a command tense. Okay, so that is a good way. That's actually a very, very good way of doing this. What we will do is we will actually put our friend here. We'll put our friend the table here, and we will practice our technique, shall we? Okay, step one. Chop, right? Look. Step one is already done. We have our step one. Let's split this. A chop dhamma from R3, add sukun, right? Make sense? Thank you for pointing that. I just want to be cool like my teacher and use the word chop chop in a class. That's literally how I remembered it from like all these years back. I still remember it, right? All right. So, I have present tense. First chop, the ya is gone, right? Second one, sukoon is gone, right? Third, I get Hamza. What am I left with? Inshallah. Hamza with a fatha. Hamza with a fatha. Zina, not Hamza with dhamma. Hamza with the fatha will become Anzil. Jamil. Mashallah. Beautiful. Anzil. It will become Anzil. And the meaning would be you. Send down. This is of course the command tense. Right? Anzil. Alright. Let's try here. Yursilu. Chop. Chop. And add sukun. Add the Hamza. The fatha. What do I get? Arsil. Arsil. Folks, are you with me? I know it's getting long. Right, but Alhamdulillah. Let's try if you don't mind, please participate with this, inshallah, okay? I put the recipe there, please follow. And I will wait for you to give me the answer at the end. Okay, the meaning is just pretty straightforward. I'll say you send a messenger. Okay, I'll remove my exclamation mark. Maybe I'll take this a little bit here. Yay. Next one. First step. Oh, mashallah, you guys are getting it right already. I will chop. Remove the, I will then. Remove the Dhamma from R3. And I will add, of course, Sukoon to that. And add a Hamza at the beginning. Hamza with the Fatha. Sorry. Hamza with the Fatha. And it becomes, mashallah, Akhrij. Akhrij. You bring forth. Make sense? No problem, Sir. Thank you for explaining. Barakallahu fiki. Thank you for attending. You know, try your best, inshallah, to participate as much as you can, inshallah. Okay? Next one. Yes, Sister Sobi, in fact. Chop, chop. Yes, Rashaki, well done. You get this. Chop one. Chop the end. Chop Dhamma from R3. Add a Sukoon. And then I add a Hamza with a Fatha. And it becomes Ashrik. Becomes Ashrik. Okay? This rule, by the way, works for family too. For all families, by the way. Alright, so we're gonna learn this, and that is a way for us to become a little bit better. Okay? Now, do you think there's gonna be a problem with Hamza Mim Noon? Yeah, there's gonna be a little bit of problem with Hamza Mim Noon, but that's okay. This one's gonna be a little bit more difficult, but that's alright. So, what we'll do, you expect it, right? Alhamdulillah. This is our fair. Okay? What do? I chop. So I get Hamza like this. And I have the second chop, I have this. Correct? Now, I add to this Hamza with a fatha. And what ends up happening is the following. This is like Aumin, they're like, yo, that's, you can't do this. Aumin, too much. Too much for us. Okay? Two Hamzas. Two Hamzas merge. Like, we don't eat chow mein. Au min. We don't do this stuff. Two Hamzas merge. And what do we get? I'm just trying to be humorous. Hamza alif afterwards. That's what you get. So then, it ends up being what? Ends up being, let me remove the split here actually. This is how we're tracing it down, right? Amin. I'm just adding the sukoon on the alif just to let you know this is the vowel, right? This is. How many lengths is this? Is how many? Two, right? Perfect. Just as long as you know that. I'll remove this sukoon now. Once you've seen it. Amin. This is the Quran spelling. Quran's spelling. And then you have the newspaper spelling. Any guesses? What should I add here? Any guesses? mud, right? Alif with the mud. Very good. Amin, this is the newspaper spelling. I'll show you an ayah from the Quran about this. That they will... So it's not cooperating with me, that's okay. آه ما شاء الله دقيق يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا أحسنت أحسنت ما شاء الله سورة النساء right oh you believe آمنوا believe like be firm in your faith don't waver in your faith okay look at this tell me if you hear the if you hear the command tense for amana. All right, ready? All right, one when you hear it. There's only one example of it.
قبلي أتعدانني أن أخرج وقد خلت القرون من قبلي وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمن ويلك آمن إن وعد الله حق فيقول ما هذا
Perfect, mashallah, awesome, right? But he who says to his parents, shame upon you, do you threaten with me with being taken out of the grave after death while many a generation has passed away before me and none has risen? The parents both cry for God's help and say to him, believe, alas for you, God's promise is true. But he says these are nothing but ancient fables. SubhanAllah, this is a snapshot of a family that's struggling with faith. The child doesn't want to believe. Perhaps has turned into an atheist. The parents are trying to convince him to believe. And SubhanAllah, it's a struggle. And what they're saying to him is, Amin, believe, you believe. May Allah protect us from that kind of a difficulty. And that right there is the fi'l for us. Alright. This is ayah number 17 from Surah 46. Surah 46, ayah 17. Alright, awesome. So in fact, this will turn into... Amin. Alright. Amin. And you believe. Okay? Awesome. I think stop here and not start the mustar because the mustar requires a little bit of time. But I think you see what these look like now, right? Inshallah. So what we'll do is inshallah, we'll stop here. And we will start with the Masdar, inshallah, on Thursday. We'll conclude, though, with just revisiting Seen, Lam, Mim. The three versions of it, right? So, excuse me. Three versions of it, okay? Aslama in the past tense. And thus, in one line, writing it in one line. Aslama, present tense, yuslimu, command, aslim, right? Aslim. Correct? Let's do that for just one fi'l, noon, za, and lam, shall we? And then we'll call it a morning for me. Maybe night for you. Let's start. Call it a class. Thank you. What should we call? How should I start? Past tense. Past tense first. Not yenzalat. Sister Zaina, close. Almost. Hamza. Yes. There we go. There we go. And Zala, very nice. No problem. Zakla khair. Present tense. Yun Zilu. Awesome. And the master. An Zil. Amazing. MashaAllah. Awesome. So we got all of them three together, inshallah, today in the family. And with that, we will stop our class. Today we learned family fours, past tense, present tense, and command. And on top of that also, we learned how to make command tense actually for all families. And also we started to explore the complicated world of the hamdas. Okay. Alhamdulillah, that's awesome. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to continue learning, inshallah. And I'll see you all on Thursday, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And when would you choose to use Tanzeel? Tanzeel is just when I'm searching for an ayah that I don't know the reference for. Like I don't know the ayah, surah number and ayah number. Searching, I find it easier on Tanzeel. Just personal preference. Okay? Inshallah. Alright. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.